You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Governor Snyder has proposed spending $22 million on harbor dredging in his budget proposal, which was released last week. But a group of Republican state senators wants additional money for those projects, and they want to tap the state's Budget Stabilization Fund, also known as the Rainy Day Fund, for another $10 to $12 million. John Prose, whose district includes Cass, Berrien, and most of Van Buren counties, is one of those Republican senators, and he joins us. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Gordon.
Governor Snyder's been pretty reluctant to take any money out of the Rainy Day Fund for additional spending or to pay for cutting taxes, as some conservatives have pushed him to do. So why does dredging harbors rise to the level of getting into the state savings account?
Well, I think you first have to see just exactly what kind of an economic impact our ports and harbors and access to the Great Lakes is. You know, just in the tourism side of things, it's an $18 billion industry, our ports and harbors throughout the Great Lakes. That's a huge impact on the state of Michigan, because all of those dollars, particularly on just, like I said, the tourism side of the equation, spin off revenue into our school aid fund, spin off revenue into our local municipalities through the general fund. Really, this is a huge economic impact that, if it is shut down because of these low lake water levels, historic in some cases, then we find ourselves losing a significant amount of revenue that otherwise goes to our school districts and local municipalities for police and fire. And just out of the port of St. Joseph, which is also a commercial harbor, so that also has an economic impact, but just out of the port of St. Joseph, the tourist impact is $20 million. That benefits our regional individuals, that benefits our hotels and restaurants and convenience stores, and those who sell the fuel for our boats and so forth. The fishing captains in our great steelheading that we have off the Great Lakes. So it's just a huge economic impact, and we have to find solutions to this emergency situation.
Now, the governor's spokesman, Kurt Weiss, is quoted in the Detroit Free Press this morning as saying that the governor is open to discussing the amount which is included in his budget for dredging. But reading this quote here from Kurt Weiss, again speaking for Governor Snyder, Weiss is the governor's spokesman: "We don't believe solving the problem by pulling it from the state's savings account is the best or most prudent option. We don't want to resort to the bad habits of the past." How do you respond to that?
Well, I can agree with him on all of those counts, which is why that is just one of the suite of options that we're offering. The fact is that we have an emergency situation, and what we want to do is make sure that, you know, kind of that proverbial throw spaghetti on the wall and let's see what sticks, which strand of spaghetti is going to stick to the wall. If it's budget stabilization, that's one option, but not the only option. We're also looking at ways to do tax increment financing districts. There is a program that already exists for dredging, which allows for low interest loans for municipalities. I'll be introducing bills that work on taking some of the dollars that we already spend at the pump to fuel our boats and instead divert it where it belongs, in my mind, towards maintenance of our harbors. There's going to be about 8 or 9 different options that we have to get to the monies that will actually give us both short and long-term dredging goals. That really is what needs to happen to keep these ports open.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and some other groups have said that the lower lake levels that you mentioned, at historic lows in Lake Michigan and Lake Huron, have been caused by some form of climate change. Should this prompt both the state and federal government to perhaps re-examine what it's doing on climate change and energy policy?
We've not addressed any of those questions or concerns at the state level. I'll leave that to the federal government, and then certainly last night the president brought that into his State of the Union address. He also spoke about it in his inaugural address. I'll leave that to Congressman Fred Upton and those in Washington who will be dealing with that on our behalf. For us, though, we look at what's in front of us, and what's in front of us is shoaling off the Great Lakes that makes it difficult for our cargo vessels to get in, thereby increasing our cost to truck in all of that material and aggregate that builds our roads and salts our roads during these tough winter months. We've got to make sure that we keep our ports open. We've got to make sure our tourist economy continues to grow as it has been, as a backbone of our economic condition. We're going to continue to focus on those sorts of issues and leave that other question to the federal government.
Your district includes a pretty long stretch of shoreline along Lake Michigan. Some of the other senators involved are also from towns with big harbors and ports. How much is this a regional issue in the state legislature?
Well, there are 17 state senators who have ports. there are over 50 state representatives who have ports and have concerns, and each one of us should be concerned about the economic impact that the loss of those dollars will bring. Like I said, those dollars that we spend at the pump, those dollars that we spend in our convenience stores and hotels and restaurants and driving throughout the state to these ports to get on our boats, this isn't just those who can afford boats, because that spins off money to the school aid fund and to our local municipalities and sales tax. If we shut down the ports, we shut down a significant part of an $18 billion tourist industry, and that will have a certain impact on schools and local municipalities.
John Prost, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
State Senator John Prost, his district includes Cass, Berrien, and most of Van Buren counties. You can read more about the proposal for additional money to pay for harbor dredging at our website, wmuk.org.